Yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay. You know, I know all the people that you've mentioned, actually. So yeah, I know all those folks. So been around for a bit, but yeah, you know, that's kind of the way it goes. And there's a dentist. He lives up in Casper Township, and he lives in St. Clair Shores. He was with the Craig Committee, but not on that. You know, he didn't do the stuff with the amateur thing, but he was involved with like his. I think they were trying to form a search group here in St. Clair Shores or something like that. He was involved with me. Anyway, you know, he got divorced, and anyway, he moved up to Casper Township. But I remember, to his credit, you know, when he saw the ham operators, you know, kind of like what you call deployment, but, you know, our little volunteer group and all that, you know, the people working and all, I think at the time, you know, we had over 20 volunteers, you know, over 25, I think, when he saw us, and he goes, yeah, you know, I'd like to talk to you guys, you know. And he, to his credit, because his kind of, his research thing was going through his things and talk about, you know, radio communications, and one of the things he mentioned is amateur radio. So he says, you know what, maybe it's a good idea. He got his test. He went to the class through, I think, Lance Cruz or something, took his test, passed it. Got a little, you know, nice little used Kenwood dual band radio. It's pretty good. One second here. I'm going to time on any links. But anyway, so when you mentioned Walt and those people, he didn't know operating procedure. He just would bring his radio, you know, and he would get on our nets, and you just, okay, you know. And we had to kind of coach him through, like, just on the day of things. So I remember ABTFF, he, like, you know, I said, hey, Steve, think you could program Dennis's radio, you know, and he says, you know what, Steve, I'll do it for him, but he's got to get on the air more than just on, you know, free weekends, you know. And he did, and Dennis is coming in there, and he mentioned Walt, you know, like that kind of thing. He was coming in, and he was on, that's when the people were talking the double nickel more, you know, and, you know, in the morning there was a group. And all of a sudden you heard Dennis coming in, CQ, CQ. I just imagine what was going through Walt's mind. I was working from home, and I heard it on a scanner in another room, you know. I was like, uh-oh. I get up out of my seat. And I just thought it was just some kind of, like, skip or interference, so you didn't know what it was. And, my story here, but anyway, just to your point there, Tom. So I go, Walt, this is Dennis, and I explained to him, I said, is that Dennis? You know, because he heard the older call, you know, it wasn't a brand new call. So that's why I go, no, this is Dennis, and